I hope I'm wrong, but I suspect that the Assembly could collapse. These the words of the former Sinn Féin Director of Publicity, Danny Morrison, in an article that he has written for Eamon Malley's website, eamonmalley.com. I spoke to Danny just a matter of seconds ago and asked him to explain what he meant.
Well, I just think that we, and perhaps some of the leaders, are sleepwalking us into a situation where they don't appreciate how dangerous this is, and also people think that there's a great danger here, from certainly in nationalist and republican communities, that the unionists aren't treating this process seriously. There's a whole series of incidents, you know, Peter Robinson's comments in the Assembly about selling land, his, you know, letter bomb from America. There's a whole series of things here, and I think we're on a slippery slope.
Slippery slope to what?
Slippery slope to the there's a question here whether or not there is whether or not a political arrangement can work in the North.
So what are you saying is the possibility here?
Well, I think that the Assembly could just collapse, and there would be a return to direct rule, and also Dublin would be brought into it as well.
Well, the DUP will clearly think that Sinn Féin is bluffing over this.
But what if they're wrong? It's okay saying that and thinking that, but any astute politician must look at all possibilities, and I think that that's what they ought to do, because there is a sense that they think that they can, that the Republicans are a rollover, and we know that John Major made this mistake about the first 18 months of the ceasefire, and the IRA broke the ceasefire with the Canary Wharf explosion. Now, what I have firmly stated in that feature on Eamon Malley's website, that I certainly don't see that happening, because I think that we are so glad that we've put that behind us. But you could be in a complete period where a political stalemate, nothing happening, representation completely collapsing, and those politicians up there who think that they're, you know, this is a bluff, maybe they should consider that.
And are you talking on behalf of Sinn Féin?
No, I don't speak for Sinn Féin. I'm not a member of Sinn Féin. I'm a Republican
supporter.
Have
you spoken to them?
Pardon?
Have you spoken to them?
No. I wrote that on my own and sent it into Eamon Malley's website.
Yeah, you're flying a kite in their behalf, though.
No, I am not. I think they're quite capable of doing that on their own without me.
So where are you getting this from? Are you getting this from grassroots Republican thinking or where?
Yes, it's a sense that I get from speaking to people, friends of mine, former prisoners, who just see this happening, and they can feel this happening, and they see that this whole business of, I mean, it is completely false that there's a Republican or Sinn Féin attack on Orange culture, because I enumerated all of the things that Republicans have done, you know, supporting the amendment of Articles 2 and 3 of the Constitution, which unionists claim was the raison d'etre of the IRA, going into an Assembly that basically for 50 years we considered symbolic of the oppression of the nationalist community.
After you had the flag issue at the City Hall, Castle Derg was the final straw, and nationalist politicians didn't listen. You talk about unionists listening, nationalists listening, Sinn Féin didn't listen.
Let me put Castle Derg into context. In the last 19 years, there has been 200 Orange parades in Castle Derg, 300 Orange parades in Castle Derg, and there hasn't been one. So there are 60 people from the Republican community died in County Tyrone, and on the eve of the Republican commemoration in Castle Derg, the Apprentice Boys marched to the town centre. So where is the war on culture? There is no war on Orange culture.
Yeah,
it's made up. It's manufactured.
Well, now,
it's a very dangerous scenario.
Hold on a minute. Danny, the hurt that was caused in Castle Derg, I spoke to some relatives of victims. That wasn't made up.
No,
are you sure you want to...
And I don't doubt that at all. But the hurt is universal. But you would think that only one side hurt the other side. And that's what's dangerous about it. Giving people a false sense of their exceptionalism and that nobody else counts, that's very dangerous.
Do you seriously think Sinn Féin would walk away from that Assembly?
Yes.
Seriously?
I do, indeed. I think they're
There's
capable
no
of
way
it.
They would walk away, would they?
Pardon?
There's no way they would walk away.
Well, what if you're wrong? Stephen, what if you're wrong? And then people turn around and say, Jesus, I never saw that happening.
And what leads you to think that they, you know, would even contemplate walking away?
Because there comes a point where Republicans are going to say, this isn't working. this isn't working. And because people aren't buying in to parity of esteem, aren't buying into equality. And they're, in fact, if there is a war on, the war is on the Republicans against by leading unionists. You know, you now have to accept that you live under Britain. You now have to accept, you now have to apologise for your struggle. You now have to name people who were involved in your struggle. Your ex-prisoners aren't allowed to work as special advisors. There's a whole litany of stuff coming out there. And I actually think it reflects the fact that unionists don't have proper leaders.
If Sinn Féin walked away from that assembly, it would completely play into dissident hands, wouldn't it?
Well, that wouldn't be the plan. But there's always a danger that the dissidents would exploit it with a polemic, "We told you so." But having said that, I believe that it's workable. But it has to be workable on the basis of equality. And I'm not trying to shove your views down somebody else's throat.
You will be accused this morning of scaremongering.
Well, I would rather be accused of scaremongering if it made people sit up and just examine whether or not it was possible, because that would actually be a positive contribution. I must emphasise, I only speak for Danny Morrison.
Not for a moment. I think that political stalemate will trigger a resumption of armed struggle, you say.
That's right.
Why not?
Because I think that if you look at the support there was for the Good Friday Agreement, for the ceasefire, about 90% of former prisoners totally support the peace process and support the Sinn Féin analysis. And there is no support in nationalist and republican areas for dissident violence, dissident armed struggle. No support whatsoever. So we can't go back to that. But it would be a very frustrating period for people. They would, you know, they wouldn't have representation. We have to prove that these institutions can work.
Yeah, it would be pretty pathetic, wouldn't it? Just because Sinn Féin didn't get their way if they threw their toys out of the pram and walked away.
No, it's what it symbolises. It's not just one issue. It's whether or not it is possible for political arrangements to work in the North. That's the question. Because if it is impossible, then we're actually into a worse scenario.
Okay, interesting stuff. Danny, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you,
sir.